Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It is our 8 o'clock hour here at Borgata Hotel Casino Spa. Right here tomorrow at this moment will be Howard Eskin. Because he works here on Saturdays. He's an icon of this town, crushing it this week with great reports on the latest with Ben Simmons. It is an honor to have on our show the legend himself, Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, what a fine day we have today. What a fine day.
Let's get right into it, Howard. How did you find out Ben was up practicing with the St. Joe Hawks?
Well, does it matter how I found out? It really doesn't matter how I found out.
Alshon Jeffrey?
Did Alshon Jeffrey tell you this too, Howard?
Alshon Jeffrey? Who?
Howard. So
it doesn't matter. The fact that he's out there, the fact that I got no denials from St. Joe's, the fact that now people are spotting him at St. Joe's. He's been working out by himself, and then they close the gym he works in because, gosh, we don't want anybody to see him, or he doesn't want anybody to see him. Right. And then and now he's worked out, he's scrimmaged with the team at times too, which, from what I understand, is a no-no in the NCAA.
All right, Howard, let me ask you the question you asked in your first tweet. If he can play with the St. Joe Hawks, why can't he practice with his own team?
Well, we know the answer to that. He just doesn't want to play with the Sixers because he's got no guts. It's shameful. It's disgraceful that he used, "I'm not mentally ready," and then that dope of an agent of his put the word, the phrase "mental illness" in there, which anybody that has any clue knows it's not mental illness until he started losing money and they started fining him. You know what's really a disgrace? That he's actually breathing our oxygen, and the guy's comatose.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Howard,
that's right, next level stuff. And Howard, here's the thing, all right? So he wants to play basketball, not just with the people who are paying him? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he wants his money.
Yeah.
So to get his money, obviously he's not going to retire because he's got this year, what was it, $35 million? Now he's lost some of it. He's going to try to get it back, but he's not going to get it back. Get some of it back. But no, he wants his money. Ben Simmons is pretty easy to figure out. He loves two things, money and himself. I'm not sure which is first. And that's it.
Right.
The rest of it, he's so dismissive. Coddled as a child, coddled going through school. He played in the NCAA. He was supposed to be the best player coming out of college, and he couldn't even get his team an NCAA bid. I mean, give me a break. He's not that good. Overrated coming out, a mistake coming out. He wasn't what people thought he was. He's just not that good. He's not that good in today's NBA, and he's not that good in college. He wouldn't even be one of the top 10 picks. If he went back to college and he came back out, he wouldn't even be one of the top 10 picks. I don't think he'd be in the top 15 because the game's all about shooting. And when you have a player like that, everybody can handle at 6'8 to 6'10. Everybody can dribble the basketball. Everybody's got that quick. The big guys go up and down the floor like that. Nah, it's just he wants to play, but he wants his money, and He's never been told what to do. And now all of a sudden the benabler, Glenn Rivers, started to tell him what to do, and he didn't like it. And all that's right. the end of that.
By the way, speaking of enablers, there is a rumor drifting around that Brett Brown's been in town and seen on Hawk Hill. Check it out, Howard. You got good sources up there.
Well, yeah, I was told that he was at the game the other night, the St. Joe game against Drexel. Well, here's
so he must be hanging out with Ben now.
Oh no.
Well, I don't know if he's hanging out with Ben. Here's the, you know, when you look at the history here, the head coach at St. Joe's is Billy Lang, who was one of the top top assistants under Brett Brown. Billy Lang also became friends with Ben's parents because Brett Brown was. So that's probably how that all came about. And then to let him scrimmage with the team. It's one thing to be out there and scrimmage with the team, but then somebody from the NCAA told me that that is a possible violation of NCAA rules. So I put out the call last night for the YMCAs if they need a guy for a pickup game. Ben Simmons may now be available since
all
he
right,
doesn't want to practice.
Let me
with
get
the
you
Sixers.
To some Eagle stuff, Howard, because we got a monster game on.
By the
Sunday.
Way, let me just touch on the fraud, Daryl Morey. If he grew a pair, he would trade him. He is a fraud. What has he ever done? By the way, Tyrese Maxey wasn't hit. That was Elton Brand who drafted him. So let's not give. My bad.
Okay. And Maxey is better than Simmons even today. Is that right, Howard?
Right now he is.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Simmons is a stiff.
Okay. I think we've established that. Let's get to the Eagles because right now I'm nervous about Nick Sirianni versus Sean Payton. Should I be about that matchup Sunday at the Link?
Yes. The reality is, if the Eagles lose this game, I'm just going to take it both ways. The Eagles lose this game, they still have a great chance, they have a good chance to make the playoffs because they have a very easy schedule.
Right.
If the Saints lose this game, they are cooked. Mm-hmm. They are done. And they play Thursday night in a game that's going to be difficult for them because they're playing Buffalo. Even though they're playing at home, that's a difficult game.
Right.
So if the Saints lose, they're cooked. It's also revenge from last year when the Saints were not prepared for that game. That was the third. And I had said third straight road games for teams are deadly. And they played so bad and there's a lot of those players that are still there. I'm sure they remember that. I'm sure Sean Payton will remind them of that. It's a real – even though Simeon's the quarterback, defense is going to be what this game is about. I think it's a really tough game for the Eagles on Sunday because the Saints are a desperate team. They are desperate.
You're picking the Saints.
I'm leaning towards the Saints, yes.
Wow. All right. One other thing I need, Howard. This thing with Goddard, the hit on Goddard, we sent out the tape this morning so people could see it again on Twitter. You got a guy from the NFL yesterday saying that it was shoulder to helmet. It was not a violation of any kind. No one's getting fined at all. And Goddard is still in concussion protocol. Was that an illegal hit? And why is nobody going crazy about it?
Well, the Eagles don't go crazy. Nick Sirianni doesn't want to get fined, and he doesn't criticize the officials. And they've sent the tape, too, and they get their explanations, and they don't like it. The officials are not having a good year.
Correct.
We know that, and there's a lot of complaints. There's a lot of things going on. They're just the level of what they're doing is worse this year than it's been in most years that I can remember. So I don't know what else can you do. It's already happened. You hope he's all right. Avante Maddox said yesterday, who lives with him, said that he thinks he's fine. He was out there for a limited practice yesterday, and once he comes off a concussion protocol, and it sounds like he will, he'll play. But what good does it take to complain? You've let the league know. They're aware of it. I'm sure before the game, somebody will drop a hint to the officials because there's different Eagles people that talk to them before the game and let them know, you know, what happened and make them aware of those situations. So there's nothing you can do.
Check it out. Howard, Thank you for your great reporting. We'll be listening to you on the sideline Sunday. You and that crew does a phenomenal job there. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you. And if I find out the YMCA that Ben is playing in the pickup game, I'll pass that along.
Get us some video. Thank you, Howard. Howard Eskin updating us on what's going on. And I just got to tell you, I am, Rhea, I was fine. I was bringing it up because I had seen what this Perry Fuel had said, right? That video and what that man said are not related in any kind. And this is, that is a important player on your team dealing with the number one threat to the NFL today, concussions.
Yep.
And nobody, this is one of the great injustices understated in this city all week. And I'm louder on it today than I was Monday. And I was upset Monday.
Yeah.
Because they didn't, Fox or CBS didn't show you the actual shot until the next quarter. Take a look at that video. Is Ava back there? I want to get an update on the question, too. I want to know if we're getting any response.
Oh, you
got to
see it. It's been retweeted 73 times.
It has.
There are 36 comments.
No, I need nasty, vicious comments. That's normally what you get on Twitter anyway.
Oh, no, most of them are very supportive.
All right, Ava, give me an update on the question and tell me what people are saying about that video we sent out.
Okay, well, who will win Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field? 69% say Eagles.
Mm.
Wow.
There you go.
That is a high number. Last week they picked the Broncos. All right, let's change the question, Ava. What's the new question?
All right, the new question of the day, which is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Why isn't Malcolm Jenkins still an Eagle? Politics, money, age, Howie.
The two best answers are politics and Howie.
Yeah.
How about money and Howie?
I'm going to say politics. He is still a very good player. You're going to see him on the field on Sunday. And he would still be better here than the options you have. You agree with that, Rhea? I think he's better. I'm not saying
I don't know how
he
well
was.
He's playing this year, but, I mean, yeah, we could have used him a couple more
You're
years.
You're going to see him. I'll leave it play for you a little while. He talks about Devontae Smith. And I'll tell you what, Malcolm Jenkins, he was highly political, but he was also a great representative of the team and a great spokesman for the city.
He was a leader, had an Iron Man streak.
Absolutely.
Everything this team needs.
Let us go to my man Tyrone next. Hi, Tyrone.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
New Orleans 24, Eagles 16. Your thoughts?
Angelo, you are crazy.
Mike Lombardi and I are two of your top football people.
What about Ray Dinger?
Trevor Siemian is not going to come in here and beat the Eagles. If you look at the way the Eagles have been playing defense against like low-level quarterbacks, they want to beat up on the Saints on offense. You see it coming.
All right. Sean Payton versus Nick Sirianni. You like the matchup?
I'll take Sean Payton any day of the week, but what I'm saying, from a personnel standpoint, they have young wide receivers. Kamara may not play, and you're going up against a veteran defense. They're going to beat up on Siemian. They're going to beat him up. You can see it coming.
What kind of score are you looking at? It's going to be low scoring, right?
I think it's going to be a low scoring game. So I had the Eagles like 27-16.
Wow.
And Tyrone's going, Ange, remember?
Yeah. Oh, you're going. That's Nova right. Care you box. Won, Tyrone. Oh, it was so amazing.
Yeah,
you won.
Here.
All right, so you will be in the NovaCare box. Are you loud?
Oh, well, listen, I'm going to let them know I'm there. Absolutely, yes. We'll have a good time.
I just want to know one other thing, because I know a lot of the doctors that are in that box. Do you have any current problems, maybe orthopedic? Maybe you have a sore back, something like that? Anything like that, Ty?
I'm letting look at the knee, you know, the old left knee.
No, they will. At halftime, they often will study people's body parts.
Oh.
So if you have a knee or something, they'll probe it.
Hey, Ange, listen to this.
Yeah.
You got a three-headed monster coming. Sanders, Howard, Scott. Jalen Hurts is playing at a high level right now. Devontae's playing at a high level. They're 0-4 at home. If you don't think they are going to come out and let the Saints beat them, they're going to win. They're going to win this game. I'm guaranteeing that. This is a win.
I don't like the order of your three-headed monster. Mine would be Howard,
I know you and Howard.
And
I know.
Sanders.
I know.
That would be. They're all there, but they're in a different order. That's all. But you know what, Ty? Hopefully we'll win. I know you can't play today because you already won
you're
the
right.
tickets.
See,
we'll
right.
see you. See you Sunday in the NovaCare Luxury Box.
And you're looking at this all wrong.
Right.
You keep saying Sirianni versus Peyton.
It is.
Sirianni versus Sirianni. Because if he sticks with that ground game, four games now they've done it in a row. That's identity. They
right.
now know what their offensive idea. If he sticks with it, they will have success.
All right. I want you to hear Lane Johnson. See, it's one thing for us to say he's got to stick with
yeah.
it. Lane Johnson's the guy opening the holes. Here's what he said yesterday.
When there's times where we haven't ran the ball well early on, you keep consistent. Eventually, you'll have those big plays that break. And it makes the game a whole lot easier when you can run the ball like that. It makes play action effective. It makes them more tired in the past game, so makes the whole game a lot easier.
He's sending a message to his own coach.
Do you want to change your pick?
Keep. The only thing that might let me do it is Shirley. I'm still thinking that over.
Yeah, I have
Kenny
another note.
From the Dirty 30s out here. I got to get his
just
thoughts.
A quick nugget for yep. you. The Saints also lost to the Giants this season.
All right, stop with the note.
Joe Judge outcoached Sean Payton.
A, I don't like the note. B, I don't like the tone.
Tone's not going to change.
2-1.
Joe Judge.
Joe Judge. You think he's like some massive, you know, great X's and O's guy?
I'm currently not taking questions.
He's an incredible coach.
215-592-9493. You want to know what's coming up in just the next few minutes? Marissa from Tokyo has created a song for Bryce Harper. I've got C. Wright Truitt making experience. He has also written a poem. He will be on. Kenny from the Dirty 30 will be speaking through his new kidney. All that, plus Scott, plus Mike, plus all of our great callers. I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you because at 9 o'clock, the MVP, Bryce Harper, right here, WIP. WIP Sports Time 870.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Programming note, the National League MVP, Bryce Harper of the Philadelphia Phillies, will be a guest of the WIP Morning Show at 9 a.m., Harper receiving 17 out of 30 first place votes, his second MVP award, the other coming in 2015 with the Nationals. Sixers shocked the Nuggets 103-89 to snap their five-game losing streak. Tyrese Maxey, 22. Terrific effort out of rookie Charles Bassey. 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Flyers fell short in a shootout at home to the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3. Claude Giroux tying it up with 9 seconds left in regulation to force overtime before they lost it in the skills competition. Window Nation's best offer ever ends at the end of the month. Get 2 windows free with every 2 purchase. Plus, make no payments for 2 full years. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by the Goodwill. Sunny with a high of 49. It is currently 41. Now is the time to declutter your home. Donate your gently used items to the Goodwill and make a difference. GoodwillNJ.org for a donation center near you. To stream 94WIP, go to the all-new.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.823 is your time. I've tried this with Jonesy many times. I'm going to try it with Johnson now. Johnson, take a good look at me right now.
Okay.
Take a look at me.
Yeah.
Do I look stupid to you?
No.
The hesitation concerns me.
Why do you ask?
Because the National Football League has a guy coming out, Perry Fuel, who has told me that there was a shoulder-to-helmet hit on Dallas Goedert that I have video proof, unassailable video proof, was direct helmet-to-helmet resulting in a concussion.
Yeah.
And I have tweeted this out, and they are telling me what I am seeing is not real. Do I look that stupid?
Listen,
I can't look at a tape and see a helmet-to-helmet hit that resulted in a concussion?
This morning alone, we've easily watched it 100 times.
100 times.
And it is clearly a helmet-to-helmet hit.
So we tweeted it out. Thank you, for Ava, for doing that. Rhea, could you give me a sense for the response we are getting from the tweet people?
What I like is there's only like one or two idiots who are like, oh, it's you know, go watch chess. You know, they're idiots.
All right. Those people need to be beaten about the head themselves.
But I like the people who are tagging the NFL and the NFL commissioner with their Twitter handles with the video and saying, you suck.
That's it? Just you suck?
Yeah. Well, they're saying it to Roger Goodell in the NFL.
How about send it and say, I would like an appeal, or get Perry Fuel's eyes checked, or this is a blatant cover-up and we lost a very good player because of it and nobody has made an issue of this?
Yeah.
Other guys have gotten suspended for these kind of hits. They have all gotten fined. This guy, Justin Simmons, got nothing.
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 Nope.
And he got away with it.
Yeah.
So guess what? This week, open field, take your shots. Don't worry about it. You can go get Jalen Hurts this week because the Eagles don't make a big stink.
And they doubled down on it, the NFL.
The Eagles did this before with Jadeveon Clowney 3 years ago.
Yep.
And they didn't say a damn thing, and everybody knew then it was an illegal hit, and nothing came of that either. The only way you get justice is when you demand it. Do something. You know what? I want to see if Kenny's new kidney is functioning. I want to bring him up here right now. Hi, Kenny.
Do you guys know who Perry Fuel is, by the way?
No, who is he?
He was the defensive coordinator for the Giants for the Miracle Meadowlands with Deshaun Jackson's punt return.
Really?
No.
I didn't know that.
Do not think he's not still bitter about what the Eagles did to his defense that day.
Ooh.
All right, wow. You saw this video, right? And his explanation that it was shoulder. Did you see this?
He is full of donkey dung.
Wow. I'm telling you, if I saw him right now, I think I'd spit in his eye. I mean it. The good eye. Oh, I guess he doesn't have a good eye. I'm sorry.
Angelo.
No, I mean it. I am. You should not have shown me that tape this morning.
I know. I kind of feel bad.
You put the nickel in.
I did.
All right. Anyway, Kenny, Sunday, what are you thinking?
If we stick to our game plan that we've proven works for the past 4 weeks,
right,
we will win this game. And actually, I think we'll win it quite comfortably because we will keep the ball away. Oh, by the way. Last time Trevor Siemian came to Philly, he was quarterbacking Denver the Super Bowl year. I think we won 54-17.
Okay, that's good news.
So, yeah, there's so many things pointing positive for the Eagles. I know for a fact they are embarrassed they haven't won at home.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that they're feeling themselves now because even though they lost to the Chargers, that offense is on a roll, and they're going to continue it. And I also know for a fact that they get through this game, look what's ahead of them.
Yeah. That's why it's so important. They could have a winning record in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Get through this game. We got the Jets, who they've never lost to in their history.
No. They're not losing to the Jets. And they're not losing to the Giants. The Giants are a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Giants beat the New Orleans Saints.
Shut up. No, this is the game right here. Now, Kenny, I know this is ridiculous to even ask, but I just want, because if you're there, it means a lot to me. You're not ready to go to a game yet after the kidney transplant, correct?
No. I still got my stitches in, and I got another week for that. And then I got 3 more weeks to be quarantined. And then hopefully I'll be released into the wild.
Are you transitioning? How are you doing with the new body part?
Let's see. Everything's functioning great. My numbers are good. I've lost 30 pounds, which is incredible because I didn't realize how much fluid my bad kidneys were storing in me. Aside from that, I still got pain, but it's a little bit less every day. And And I found a secret to watching Eagles games.
What?
I pop my pain pills, and then my eyes glaze over, and then I don't get so upset.
Come on, Kenny.
All right, you know, yeah, if in other words, like in the second series, if all of a sudden Sirianni abandons the run game, you could pop a pain pill in, and it won't be so bad?
You know, things that would normally have me on my feet yelling and saying things the FCC won't allow.
Right.
Now I just my wife looked at me the other, you know, for that Broncos game, and she goes, man, you need to do this for every game. Because, you know, it was peaceful, and I didn't scare my children, and my dogs could actually run around the house and not have to go hide. So
awesome. Kenny, we got to win this one, Sonny. It would be such a huge win for all the reasons you said, the rest of the schedule. You are guaranteeing a win, Kenny?
I'm guaranteeing a win. Absolutely.
Wow. And that's a new kidney doing that, Kenny. Good luck. Thank you, buddy. All right, let me bring up Marissa in Tokyo because she has a song. She's very happy in Tokyo about Harper. Bryce Harper will be out in a half an hour here on our show. And Marissa's all the way halfway around the world. Hi, Marissa.
Ohio, Angelo. And to quickly answer your own question,
Yeah. You,
sir, are never baka. You're never stupid. The referees in last game were baka.
All right. Well, this is the thing. I don't know if you go on Twitter, if you look at this video, it's going to make you so angry, Marissa, that I've had a hard time functioning all morning. That's how livid I am. Because a man lied to me. Perry Fuhr lied to us, and he said that was the shoulder. It's not the shoulder. There's no way that's the shoulder. That's the helmet, and he got away with it. A lot of people got away with it. And I'm disgusted by this.
Angelo, even Mr. Magoo could see it was helmet to helmet.
100%.
It's disgusting. And I hope karma finds, you know, justice for all.
All right. Are you excited that Bryce Harper's the MVP, Marissa?
Yes, I am. I'm happy, but I'm also a little nervous because 30 minutes ago, I came up with a Black Sabbath song for Bryce Harper. I'm going out of my comfort zone here, Angelo, so I need you to be my cheerleader.
All right, so this is heavy metal. You're doing a heavy metal cover for a song for Bryce Harper.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Bryce Harper, you're the man. Almost every hit is a mighty grand slam. That's why it's easy to see you're again National League MVP. Everyone loves him. He's just doing his job. Unlike Ben Simmons, Bryce Harper just keeps winning. You all know it's a lot of fun seeing Harper hit the ball to the sun. Philly, shout and cheer. Harper's MVP again.
Wow. Marissa, you even do heavy metal? Wow. That was a headbanger. That was are the Eagles going to win Sunday, Marissa?
Absolutely. We're going to send the Saints marching back home in cheers. It's going to be all Eagles all day, baby.
I need an Eagle cheer in Japanese.
Here we go. Ich, ne, san, tobe, Eagles, tobe, victory, KO, tobe, Eagles, tobe, touchdown, ich, ne, san, fight, tobe, Eagles, gambare, tobe, Eagles, tobe, victory,
thank you, Marissa. Tough question, Johnson. Need your input on this.
I enjoyed the Ben Simmons shot, too. It's very delightful.
All right. Better singing voice.
Okay.
Adele, Marissa.
Listen, I told you this during a commercial break. Every time I see Adele now, all I think of is Rich Paul. He's ruined me for her.
I turn it off now when she comes
in. Yeah.
I can't.
Because of Rich Paul?
Yeah.
And you know how it works. You ever have like a friend or family member that's dating somebody a little suspect?
It's surprising.
So you look at them differently. That's how I look at Adele.
I am concerned when Adele comes to Philadelphia.
Well, I got a breaking story on Rich Paul. And I'm going now to my Rich Paul correspondent, Big Rube. Hi, Big Rube. Big Rube, no longer can John Johnson look at Adele because he sees Rich Paul. You know Rich Paul, do you not?
Yeah, I mentored him, and he in the hot seat with me right now.
What's going on with you and Rich Paul?
So I got the other day, I get like at least 12 texts, people like, yo, damn, like your young boy, how he going to diss you in that big article talking about him, Odell, and his legacy of how he got with LeBron, talking, you know, how the Mitchell Ness jersey that I gave him, that how he cultivated with LeBron, and, you know, he just dismissed me and saying that everything, like, I was giving Rich jerseys and selling it to him for a discount. He's selling them out of the trunk of his car in Ohio. And, you know, I gave him a leg up on the business and everything. Now he's just discounting my whole, my involvement, how he got with LeBron. And I knew, you know what I mean? Like, they all used to be with me. I said, LeBron, first three seasons, he spent 2 weeks in Philly hanging out with me. You know what
all
I mean?
Hold on. I want to make sure we have this story because it's a big one. You gave Rich Paul his start by giving him special deals for Mitchell and Ness, and then he was selling these jerseys out of his trunk. And now years later, when it's time to give you your props for seeing out for a fella, he basically turns his back on you, and now he's more involved with all these big-shot athletes and Adele. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, yeah.
He's cast you aside for Adele.
Pretty much, you know what I mean? And everything, like I saw, you know, the other day, and I'm proud of, you know, everything he accomplished, but, like, yo, mention the person that gave you the leg up.
There it is.
You know what I mean?
Like
one time it was an interview he did on Viceland. He mentioned me, and everybody, like, was posting it and all that. But I'm like, this is the SB Nation article. And I reached out to the writer, and he said, well, look, let's interview you and get the whole fact. So next week I'm doing better. So, you know, I'm in the Inquirer. Like,
I love it. Well, make sure we see that, Rube, because I am on Team Ruben Harley. I am not on Team Rich Paul or Adele. All right?
Yeah, and then, you know, it makes it more intriguing, like how we got a disgruntled player, and he's the bottom line in the middle of all that. And the guy that gave him his leg up, you just dissing me.
Loving it. You know what? There's only one way to get through this crisis. I need chicken. Where can I get it?
Oh, man, come holler at me on Main Street in Manioc. They lit up the tree last night. I'll be there, you know, till Monday, cooking the grub. And I'm no longer in Jersey anymore. You know what I mean? That's another story.
All right, Rube. I'm up against the break, but holla.
Holla.
There you have it. Rich Paul casting aside friends who helped him become successful.
Shocker.
215-592-9494. We give you all different angles on these stories. When we come back, we're going to be getting ready for Bryce Harper, top of the hour. He's the most valuable player. Is he going to turn the heat up on the organization? Because he got 35 homers, 84 RBIs. You know why, Rhea? Nobody around him.
Yeah.
Not enough support. Let's see what Bryce says about the future of the Phillies. That's coming up soon. Stay right there. WIP Sports Time, 837. All right, 8:43 is the time. I want to take advantage of the fact that I am working today with a man who covers very well for this station, the Phillies and the Sixers, Mr. John Johnson. So, John, you have covered the Sixers throughout the Ben Simmons 4 years, 5 years he's been here, correct?
Yes.
And you were here all 3 years for Bryce Harper and covering the Phillies,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Can you explain to me how Harper from day one understood the importance of bonding with the city where he plays? and how Simmons never picked a lesson up in his fifth year now.
You know,
why is that?
It would, I mean, we could dedicate an entire show to this, but to put it, if I can put it in one word, caring. It's as simple as that. Bryce Harper cares about his craft. He dedicates himself to where he's going to be, completely engulfs himself in it. Where Ben Simmons, as we've, if you didn't know before, you clearly know now, the only thing he cares about is one person, and that's himself slash money.
But he's doing himself a disservice
by
showing
is.
That.
Yes.
All right, like, what I'm going to ask Bryce, and I've been dying to ask him this from the time he came here. I've only had a couple of chances to talk to him. And why was that so important to him from day one, to come out with the Fanatic shoes on it, mm-hmm. and to do things that said to the city, I'm one of you. I'm here because I want to be here, and I want to make a connection with you. And he did it, and he's done it every day for three seasons.
You know,
how was that such a priority for him and not even a consideration for Ben Simmons?
You know, it's incredible, too. This isn't everything, but upbringing means all, because they there are so many parallels between these two.
Yeah.
They were discovered. They had a talent at a very young age. They honed in on it, and they were nurtured by their parents, where one turned out greedy, selfish, self-centered. The other one honed in on his talent, learned the ways of public relations, engulfed himself in the city that he played in, and look at the results.
It's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you can make it easy for yourself, you can make it hard for yourself. And Simmons went out of his way to make it hard for himself.
Well, and one difference I will just say in this, I mean, Bryce was, what, on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was 16, right?
Yes.
Always known as a phenom. But he was in another city that was close enough in the same division that he played here well enough that he had a pretty good idea of what these fans were like.
Yeah.
For, you know, so I will just say, and clearly completely different upbringings, but I think that kind of gave him a leg up. He knew what those fans were giving it to him all the time when he was with the Nationals.
And he was good with it because he came here.
He's someone who gets it.
It's that simple.
It's so, in today's athlete, it's so difficult to find stars who get it. He does.
Well, I want to get why that was important to him, because maybe somehow the word will get to Ben and he'll change.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think
he
so.
Won't. He will not. But anyway, Scott's here for Barrington. Hi, Scott.
Angela, morning crew. What's good with you?
We're good, Scott. We got a big one Sunday, and I don't think the Eagles are going to beat the Saints.
Brother Angelo, come on, man.
Peyton versus Sirianni. I don't like the matchup.
Hey, Coach Pearson beat Belichick, didn't he?
Well, yeah, one game, one time, but I don't know.
It was kind of a big game.
It was kind of a big game.
I'm not sure if you remember.
I'm not saying it couldn't happen. I want it to happen. Scott.
Joe Judge beat Sean Payton.
Why are you confident in this game, Scott? Because Sean Payton.
Just said, look, Joe Judge.
Okay, maybe. I hope you're right.
And plus, no, all jokes aside, I'm not giving Gannon no credit, but if he sticks with the game plan, that's a big if. And look how we've running the ball. So, and we're due for a win at home. Like, sure,
We are, but the Saints have a desperate situation and a coach who's good in those spots. I hope you're right. I want that. This game means a lot to me. I want them to win. If they win, the Eagles really got a good shot at the playoffs.
And Brother Angelo. And yes. Plus, we went. But Brother JJ, we went to Denver last week, and look what we did.
That's right. So this, and you got to realize this. Their dedication to having a certain identity finally paid off in a huge way in a place they hadn't won in 32 years against a winning team, and they did it convincingly.
I mean, Brother JJ. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, all right.
Scott, give me a winner better than Darius Slayer, or a Weasel better than Tom Brady.
Weasel's a tough judge, Brother JJ. He's a good judge. I'm gonna go with Weasel. I'm gonna go with those CBS crew for not showing the replay, because that might have convinced up above.
That guy, that color guy, Adam
Archuleta.
Wow, is he stink.
Between that, I don't know. What happened to Greg Gumbel?
Yeah.
He fell off a cliff.
Oh, he's brutal.
You know something? Oh. Hold on. I got to think about this for a moment.
They didn't know how to pronounce players' names. You have one game that you're doing.
He called you Brother JJ.
Scott, congratulations. It's definitely the CBS.
Scott, you won the Weasel of the Week. Reuse. Tell him what he won.
He has won a $50 Visa gift card. He has won a $50 Wendy's gift card. Got to try the brand new fries. Two tickets to Glenn Macnow's Anything Goes show November 26th to December 11th, PCStheater.org, and Hess 2021 Toy, Cargo, Plane, and Jet.
Awesome. We still need a winner that is better. But Tom Brady got knocked off, huh?
Yeah,
wow.
That was a tough one.
We need a winner better than Darius Slay, who saved the season with an 83-yard touchdown. Right here live at the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa, my good friend, C. Wright Truitt, a.k.a. Butch from Inning. Hi, C. Wright.
Hello, Angelo.
All right, how are you feeling about Bryce Harper winning the MVP? You're pretty good about that?
I love Bryce Harper. I think he's the best thing to hit this town. But really, honestly, I don't know how he can win an MVP and not make the playoffs.
All right, so you don't think he deserved it?
No, not in that sense, because you can't be an MVP on a losing team. And they really did suck this year. The Braves made them look a little better if they won the World Series. But, Angelo, come on, the last 2 years have been terrible endings. The Septembers with the new manager have just been as bad as the Septembers with the old manager.
Hold on for a second. You often patrol right field at Citizens Bank Park. I know you had actual talk shows out there on that round table. Is that correct, Butch? Butch has got to take
a
sip of water in the middle.
That is correct, Angela.
Butch, could you be higher maintenance? He's got to – look at this. Look at
he
look
came
at,
over here look asking
all,
for
he's
a,
got all these notes going
for
on.
Bottles
he's
of water.
He's got a water. He got, oh, my God. All right, Butch, here's what I need to know. All right? Didn't he – hasn't he bonded with the people out in right field?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
But you don't want him to win the MVP?
I want him to win the MVP. I just – you know, Angela, I ain't the kind of guy that just gives you respect automatically. You got to earn it with me. And you can't earn something if you don't win something. That's the way I look at it. It's the way I'm wired. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel about it.
All right. Now, as your alter ego, C. Wright Truitt, have you come up with a Jalen Hurts poem?
Yes, I have, Angelo. I wrote a ditty called Love Hurts, and I'm thinking, this guy went, think about this. This guy went 12 quarters without turning the ball over. That's 3 games.
Very good.
And what's more amazing, I don't have stats to the top of my head, but I bet you no quarterback in the league has done that this year.
Wow.
And what's more amazing is he runs the ball 5 to 10 times, so there's more chances of a fumble.
All right. So you have put together a fine poem about Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, kind of like how they disrespected him, man. I think poem will tell that story.
Ladies and gentlemen, C. Wright Truitt.
Love Hurts by C. Wright Truitt. Come along with me and let's root for a quarterback with guts to boot. He sacrificed his body to get a first down. That's the kind of guy we need in this town. He's heard it all that he can't play, but he keeps on getting better each and every day. He loves this city and wants no pity. His first half last week was really a ditty. So run the ball and draft the defense. Then you won't be looking at him under a false pretense. He's not afraid of competition and has a very competitive disposition. His name is Hurts, but you don't get hurt. That's why we got him, to replace that other jerk who claimed he was a Christian but didn't prove it. Because when Jalen replaced him, everyone could
see right through it.
There you go.
All right, Butch. I had just one question. I love your process. When you were putting that together and you selected the word ditty, that probably wasn't your first choice at that moment.
No, I think it was kind of.
Right. Okay,
you don't have to say it.
What it was. Okay. I just want to make sure that was your second choice.
Okay, yes, it was kind of. I didn't like the first word I had, so I went to an alternate word.
I understand it, and it was a very wise decision by you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Butch from Antioch, a.k.a. C. Wright Truitt. No one is doing that level of work. All right, I'm going to go here early here back at the station because I want to be back and ready to go when we talk to the most valuable player in the National League, Bryce Harper. That's coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.